Oh, help. Désolée de vous déranger, mais j'ai besoin de votre aide. I'm sorry to disturb you. Autre exemple. I forgot. J'ai oublié. I'm sorry. I forgot. Désolée, j'ai oublié. Ou bien, dans le cas de l'histoire, la personne a renversé du café. I spilled the coffee. J'ai renversé le café. I'm sorry. I spilled the coffee. Désolée, j'ai renversé le café. I'm sorry. I spilled the coffee. Autre expression courante à part « I'm sorry », il y a aussi « excuse me » ou bien « oh, excuse me ». Donc, essayez à votre tour de créer des phrases avec « I'm sorry ». Et voilà pour la première partie de cette leçon numéro 58 d'English USA. And that's it for part 1 of lesson number 58 of English USA. And that's it for today. Sorry, I forgot. Pardon, j'ai oublié. Bien sûr, on revient en quelques instants pour la seconde partie de cette leçon où vous apprendrez à accepter les excuses de quelqu'un. Stay with us and we'll be back in a moment. Restez à l'écoute. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Au cours de la leçon suivante, nous sommes avec Martin Lerner et sa voisine, le professeur Edith Hill. Ils ont tous les deux rendez-vous au bureau de l'environnement pour discuter d'une proposition concernant le nettoyage d'un jardin public. Vous apprendrez, comme tout à l'heure, à vous excuser. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm terribly sorry. I'm very sorry. Et aussi, comment on accepte courtoisement les excuses de quelqu'un. Don't worry. It's all right. That's okay. No problem. Don't mention it.
I'm very sorry. I've spilled coffee on the proposal.
No problem. That's okay. I can still read it.
It hasn't been a good day. First the rain, then the traffic, now the coffee.
Don't worry. I can make another copy at my office.
I'm sorry I can't read the proposal today. I have to go to Annapolis for a meeting this afternoon. I can read it tomorrow. Can we meet again tomorrow afternoon?
I'm sorry I can't meet tomorrow. I have to go to St. Louis for 2 days.
Can we meet on Friday?
I'm sorry. I have classes at the university on Friday. Can we meet next Monday?
I'm sorry. I can't. Is Tuesday okay?
Tuesday is fine.
Tuesday's wonderful.
I'm sorry we can't meet before Tuesday, but I will read the proposal carefully before then.
That's all right. We aren't in a hurry. Are we, Edith?
No, we aren't.
Good. Tell me about NEAT. What does it mean?
Necessary Environmental Action Today.
That's good. NEAT. NEAT.
We wanted something people would remember.
We wanted something with action in the name. We wanted people to know we wanted action.
I understand. People can take action about their environment. This office helps people do that.
That's why we came to you. We want you to tell us how to be successful.
What does your office do?
We do many things. We work with factories. We don't want our factories to pollute, do we? We work with schools. Education is very important. We want children to understand their environment. We want them to keep it clean.
It is easier to work with children, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We like working with children. We also work with builders.
What do you mean?
We want new buildings and homes in the city, but we don't want to hurt the environment. We want the city to be beautiful and clean for many years.
Are there problems?
We are looking at some problems now. There's too much traffic near the harbor now.
What can you do?
We want to keep cars away from the harbor. We want to build parking lots for cars away from the harbor.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. People come to the city to see the harbor. Why do you want to keep them away?
We don't want to keep people away. We want to keep cars away. We want people to park their cars and then take a bus or train to the harbor. We have to educate people about the environment.
How long have you been in this office?
About 3 years. We didn't have an environmental office before then.
D'habitude, on accepte les excuses de quelqu'un en disant tout simplement « Ça va, il n'y a pas de problème, ne vous inquiétez pas. » « That's okay, no problem. Don't worry. » Écoutez quelques exemples.
« No problem, that's okay.
Don't worry, that's all right. »
Vous allez maintenant accepter les excuses de Martin. Une fois qu'il s'est excusé, dites-lui « That's all right. » Allez-y.
I'm sorry I'm late. I'm sorry I forgot the papers. I'm sorry I forgot. I'm sorry I spilled the coffee.
Martin, we must go.
Yes. We've taken too much of your time, Mr. Sample.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Don't mention it. It's okay. I'll see you on Tuesday.
Allez-y. Pour accepter les excuses, quand on accepte les excuses de quelqu'un, on dit, en général, « It's all right. Ça va. » It's okay. Ça va. Ou bien, don't mention it. N'en parlez pas, n'en parlez pas. Il n'y a pas de problème. Don't mention it. Donc, mettez-vous à la place de la personne. Vous dites à l'autre à laquelle vous vous excusez, I'm late. L'autre personne répondra, it's okay. Ou bien, I forgot. That's all right. Ça, ça va. Ne vous inquiétez pas, c'est pas un problème. That's all right. I spilled coffee. J'ai renversé le café. Don't worry. Ne vous inquiétez pas. Donc, essayez d'accepter les excuses de quelqu'un. Je vais vous dire ce que j'ai fait, et vous, vous allez ou répondre « It's all right. That's okay. Don't worry. Don't mention it. It's all right. » And that's it for lesson number 58 of English USA. Et voilà.